Hello.
¡Ay! Siempre me pasa esto. Once Finio pops up, I'll adjust my screen. Finio, ¿dónde estás? Finio, ¿dónde estás? Finio. Where's he at? There he is, running on Mexican time. Do. The request.
Bueno.
Running on Mexican time today?
What? Gross. Everybody does it.
Yes, but you don't have to announce it. You could have just been like, yeah, you know, just run a little late.
And lie about how I was not on Mexican time?
There we go. That's good. Do the intro.
Hey, guys. This is Finio.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to...
How has your week been?
Busy. It's been so busy.
We have like 17 million jobs, so I don't blame you.
No, it's just been it's been crazy. My back's been hurting.
You're getting old.
And I feel it's because I may have pulled something when I went to the gym.
You started going to the gym?
Yeah.
I've been going to the gym. So it's probably just muscle soreness then.
Right. I mean, I've been going to the gym. I just haven't been, like, consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I went, and, like, my back's just been hurting, and I'm just like, oh, shoot. So I think after tonight, the podcast, I'm just going to rub it with some Icy Hot. And then tomorrow before, because today, this morning, yesterday and today, like, it was hurting so bad. I'm like, oh.
Isn't it?
His back.
That's not underwear. That's shorts, by the way. My daughter's shorts. But isn't it crazy how once we reach a certain age, they're shorts.
Like, no, I didn't say that. They were. Yeah. They're just like how it came out of nowhere.
But I'm just saying, isn't it crazy how once we reach a certain age, like you start to feel it in our body a little bit more, especially if we don't take care of our body.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm just like, okay. I'm feeling it now.
Oh. Hi, Joe. He wants to place a complaint about the Dutch Bros.
Oh.
It was bad.
I bet. It's really weird because I feel, maybe because I work there.
What? Oh, okay, cool.
I feel because I work there that I just see it differently. Like, I don't, how you mentioned, like, the workers there, I'm just like, I don't ever experience that.
And I know it's bad when he says something because usually I'm the one that's like, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like, damn. Like, he was literally, like, shoving the drink through the window. Okay, here you go. She didn't ask for my rewards. Like, she didn't scan it like you guys usually do. Or, you know, none of that. I didn't get a receipt. She just took my card. She swiped it. Shoving drinks through. I had to tell her, I said, can you give us a second, please? Because she was giving them to us so fast with no drink holders. I don't know if you guys do drink holders.
We do the 4 cup holders.
Okay, well, we had 4 drinks.
Okay.
So instead of putting them in a cup holder so she could just hand it to us, she started handing to us individually. But she went so fast. She spilled a little bit on Joe's hand. I was a little annoyed by that. I'm like, chill out. And then she kept looking out the window to see how many cars. And you could visibly see the frustration when she saw how many cars were in line. It was not the best experience. And it sucked because we went... Because every time Annie scores a goal, like if she scores 1 goal, then I always say we'll go to Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen very often. I say you score 2 goals, I said you'll get like $25 at Target.
Yeah.
And you still get the Dutch Bros. So it's kind of like
a win-win.
It's like a tiered, you know, kind of like the grand prize.
Right.
You know, and then I said if you get a hat trick, which is 3 goals, I said then we'll do $50 at Sephora.
Oh, $20
at Target. When is she going to get it?
Sephora?
I'm not saying, yeah, why not? I mean, as long as she doesn't get makeup. She's not allowed to get makeup. She's not allowed to get, like, the cremas para la cara, nada de eso. Like, she'll get, like, Scented lotions, the body mist, maybe a perfume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
I
is
was like,
easy
because
to get.
well, because when you say Sephora, you don't just think of
You
like the
think of it as
body
an
mist.
adult. Dupe
You
is
think
an
of it
adult.
like makeup. Like, I'm gonna
Right,
go
for an adult, but
get a
for a
beauty
girl her
blender.
age who hardly goes to Sephora, because I don't shop at Sephora, it's a treat for her, you know?
Right. Okay. I see you. But that just is super weird. What was the person, how did they look like? Did they look new or
No.
no?
You could just tell that they were bothered. You could tell that they did not want to be there. It was just, but that's the second time that we've gone to that same location and we've had bad experiences. So we're just gonna stick to the one on Shawnee Mission Parkway, because even when you're not there, we still have a we everybody's always great there.
Yeah, I love the night crew. Oh my gosh, the
Yeah,
night crew,
so
it's the when they're together, it's just all amazing. But that's just super weird how that
it's not
location.
weird. You go on
No.
their reviews, it looks like it's pretty.
Well, because I don't read the reviews.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
I guess
Do
I'm gonna have to start doing that because that's just
you not
because
like
like.
if you're trying to find like a new, I don't know, somebody like for plumbing or maintenance or restaurants, you don't read reviews? Like if you're gonna go, say you need a new dentist and you just like you don't read reviews? That's weird to me.
Yeah, my brother does. Angel, when he goes like, "Oh, what do you think about this place?" He goes like, "Well, they got 3 out of 5 stars. I don't know if
Right,
they're gonna
and
be."
then you go and you read the reviews. What?
Because I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just like, okay, well, if the food sucks, then it sucks. If it doesn't,
But
then hey, I might come back
if
again.
you read the reviews, you would know if the va if you read a restaurant's reviews and the vast majority of the reviews say this restaurant sucks, why would you still go there? That is what reviews are for. Therefore, you are able to preview whether or not you want to go to that restaurant. If you don't re read reviews and you're like, man, this food fucking sucks. Why do people keep coming here? Read the reviews. Nobody's going there.
It's like Lucky's. People whined about how Lucky's was terrible service, but yeah, we still all went there.
I never went to Lucky's.
No.
I went to Lucky's once,
Okay, I was gonna say
twice,
you
but I was
never
always
went.
dragged. It was never by choice. It was never by choice. And people swear up and down Lucky's was the best Chinese food, blah, blah, blah.
It
I'm like,
was though. Their spicy combination rice, fire.
you know
I
what?
have
What?
yet to find
The
a
restaurant I'm
spot.
obsessed with is Lucky Dynasty that's down on Troost.
I heard
I,
about it.
oh my gosh, I don't even eat Chinese food like that. Like,
Okay.
rara la vez que
Okay.
se me antoja comida china. When I tell you, Fino, we have had Lucky Dynasty more times in the last 4 months, 5 months. Like,
Thought you were gonna
their
say
food
Tao
is
Tao's.
so good. Huh?
Thought you were gonna say Tao Tao's.
No, but we were going to Tao Tao's, and Tao Tao's is good, but I personally prefer Lucky Dynasty.
Okay, because they have a location off of Clever Boulevard, the Emmanuel Clever Boulevard. Is
Cleaver,
that how you say it?
Emmanuel
Cleaver?
Cleaver.
Yeah, that one. That one. They have one out there too. And I seen it on Instagram and I was like, oh, I want to try this. One day I was off on a Friday and I was like, okay, we're going to try it. But then I never went. So it's on my list. I just haven't wanted to go check it out yet.
All
But.
right, what
No, and
topics you got for me?
today, well, no, today I was at work
Oh.
and I felt so lightheaded. I was like, oh shoot, I probably gotta eat
Good.
something. Well, I think I did it myself because last night I didn't eat anything for dinner because I was so super tired. And to make things worse, I smoked a whole blunt,
A whole blunt?
on an empty stomach, passed out. And then I woke up this morning to go to work, and then right around like 7:30, I started to feel dizzy. I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling lightheaded. And I go like, I gotta eat something because
Yeah.
my buddy hasn't ate nothing in a minute. So I went and had like a muffin top, and then I came home and
Hey, your muffin tops. The muffin tops are fire.
I low key was
There's,
staying
what's your,
away from
like
them,
a
but
poppy seed one?
yes.
Oh, that one is my favorite.
I like the orange cranberry.
Ooh,
The orange
okay.
cranberry.
I'm gonna have the Royals game playing behind me. So if you see me, I'll, like, go, what? What?
I heard they're supposed to win today.
Huh?
I heard they're supposed to win today in order to
Well, they have to
advance.
win today. Well, they have to win today and they have to win tomorrow. So it's, they're in a tight bind, but they're not playing
Right.
the best right now. So when I came up here for the podcast, they were actually down 2-0.
Okay.
And I think the Royals were getting ready to, I cannot sit still to save my life, getting ready to come to bat.
Bet. Well, good luck to the Royals. Good luck to the Royals. Oh, have you been to McDonald's lately? They have the new Crocs collection.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, I got they're in the Happy Meal.
Let Those are cute.
Thank you. They're changing on Monday.
They're cute.
Yeah, I love them. I didn't expect I was gonna like them as much as I did.
Is it a matte finish?
Yeah. No. It's matte on the back. Let me see if I can change. Let me see.
Oh, you did it like me. I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But the designs are nice. I like them a lot, the 3Ds.
Yeah. And so we're figuring out what I need to tell her. I sent her a inspo, but now I'm thinking I don't want to get that inspo no more. So I'm changing it. So I'm gonna have to text her tomorrow about it because I know, and I'm going to the new shop to go get them done. The one
I
that,
haven't been there yet.
no, I can't wait. I'm so happy for her. But let me clean my crock that I got into my Happy Meal before we go forward.
You look really dark, or is it just me?
Is I changed the filter. I changed the filter. There's my crock.
Oh,
Ew.
that's cute.
Right? Put it in sport mode.
That's cute. I like
And
that.
it's a keychain too, so you
I'm
can take this out and put it in your keys.
listening, man. I was running around trying to get my snack together.
I know. I tried to rush out of there to get some little snacks, but.
Look, my dollar store hot
Ooh.
Cheetos. These are from the dollar store. These are actually not that bad.
Family Dollar or Dollar Tree?
Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay.
I don't call the
Okay.
Dollar Tree the Dollar Tree. I call it the dollar store.
We definitely told a viewer that we're gonna go together to Dollar Tree.
You what?
We said we definitely told the viewers that we're gonna go to Dollar Tree together and we still have time.
We need to because they have some good snacks.
That's what you keep saying, and
That's my
I
place
still
now to go to for snacks when I want like my bad snacks.
Yeah.
When I come on, instead of getting like my cucumbers and my dip or whatever. Y el limón, traje el limón y no sé dónde lo puse. I had a cuchillo. Oh, there it is. All right, so what topics you got for me today? Wait, let's get the big one out of the way. Hurricane Helene.
Helene or Melton? Which one?
Milton,
Which
sorry.
one of them?
Milton, the one that just happened. Milton.
That Lieutenant Dan, I was surprised he everything
Made
was
it?
cool with
No, I
him.
could tell. His vibe just gave me, damn, they're winning.
The Yankees.
3-0. And it's the bottom of the sixth. God damn it, Royals. Okay, anyways. Lieutenant Dan, there's the concrete lady, the one that was like
I
beefing
heard
with
about
the
her
world.
today.
You just came across her stuff
No,
today.
I just heard about her today. I have
Yes,
not seen any of her stuff.
the concrete lady, which last I checked, she had not updated at all, but her
Yeah.
comments were disabled, so
That's
it
what
makes
I
me wonder.
heard.
And now I heard they're doing like a deep dive into her husband's business. That he owes somebody like $50,000 or 500, I don't know. So,
The
that's,
damn.
huh?
I said, damn, he's mad at her.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of these families that couldn't evacuate. How do you feel about people who are like, I can't believe they left their dogs, their horses, like.
I felt bad when I was going down TikTok and I started to see like these farms and like label and name their animals and I'm like and them not being able to take it. Like it was really sad because I'm like, what if this is the hurricane that everybody's talking about, where it's super dangerous. Like, what about those animals? Like, I understand, like, for some people, like, their dogs are their children. Like, their pets are their lives. And for you to be able to like leave them in the like back, I'm like, that was super sad. Like, there was a video where a police officer was he found a dog tied up to a fence, like before the hurricane was hitting land. But I was like, damn, Michael, that sucks. I mean, I understand that they couldn't take like the horses or the pigs and things like that, but To leave them behind, that's sad. Is it good?
Yeah, it is. It's just acting weird. Mm.
But that's what I feel about the whole pet thing. You?
I mean, me personally, I take my dogs. Not, I mean, but here's my thing. If you guys live in some, you know, hurricane season happens often. Are they fighting? I think they're fighting. Oh, they're fighting. Hold on.
And she's not gonna turn us around. Hold on. You guys.
Hold on. Well, I can't though, can
yeah.
I?
Yes, you should be able to.
How?
Give me the option to turn around.
Yes, Lieutenant Dan survived. And I also want to talk about how fucked up it is that Aiden guy, the one that did the interview with Trump, the YouTuber streamer, he said that he was going to buy him a new boat. Apparently, allegedly, supposedly, the rumor is he went to jail or he got charged with, like, trying to catch a woman on fire. He did catch a woman on fire.
Lieutenant Dan or the person?
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, okay. I believe it.
Then they're saying that, you know, because of his past, they want to take away the boat and all, like, everything that he wanted. People are like, that's not fair. That Aiden dude only did it for clout, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, I thought she was going to show us the fight, you guys.
No, because I don't know how to flip it. And they stop now.
Well, yeah. You think it was going to go on? What is this, the WWE?
Well, you'd be surprised. Umpire was holding people back. Hey, those baseball players, though. It's like, yeah, I watch baseball for the plot, and the plot be those baseball players.
Them thighs.
I'm telling you, man. And the Yankees got some sexy motherfucker.
They get the best in the best.
All right, let me see if I can find over here. Yeah, so Aiden Ross, who's a streamer, agreed to buy Lieutenant Dan, whose real name is Joseph Malinowski, a new boat and offered a potential lucrative chance to live stream his day-to-day life on the platform, called Live Kick. All right. So then the internet fame soared, his convictions for assault and petty crime surfaced along with his multiple mugshots throughout the year, which... You can just look at him and you can tell. You know when you could just look at someone and be like, all right, you know they've been into some shit. They've done
this. Yeah, so now you said I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so 6 mugshots he said that they showed on here. But he said that he doesn't, yeah. But anyways, I personally think that that's fucked up. That, you know, somebody offered him something and then they're like, wait a minute.
Right, like you definitely did it for clout.
Aren't you guys supposed to go to Florida next week?
We are. I'm so excited.
If they ask for emergency evacuation in Orlando, right, that's where you guys are going?
Yep.
Will you guys still go?
Probably not. Because I was talking to her about it. I go like, well, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like I'm still going to go. But if they do like an emergency evacuation, then I'm just going to cut my losses and go like, well, there's $130 that... down the drain.
But they're supposed to get another hurricane next week.
Yeah. Well, the way that I looked at it on the map was that it was a tropical storm, but there is also another one forming in the we're moving.
I know, sorry.
there's another one coming in from the south, so that's going to hit like Cuba and then all the way up. But I haven't heard too much of issues on it. We just texted him today. And he said that everything seems to be okay, but there's a 20% chance that there's going to be another one. So
yeah, Fina, that's like 12 days away before you guys leave. So I wouldn't bank on it. Things change.
Yeah, things are going to change, but we'll definitely see. Wait, like I said, I think if it comes to it, then we won't go, and I'll just cut our losses. It's only $100, like nothing too big.
Okay, only $100 in this fucking economy? Shit.
I mean, I'm not trying to guess. I mean, I'm not trying to like brag on myself, but I have $20 million jobs. So
that is true. You do have a lot of jobs.
Yeah. So I'll take my owl and I'll go, okay, well, what's the next trip? But I'm keeping my hopes high and hope that I'm able to go. Cause I really want to experience Universal Studios and I want to go to the Harry Potter, part.
That'll be fun.
So I'm really just like,
are you waiting for you guys fingers to get down there to buy tickets?
Yeah. We gave our money to him already. So he's gonna buy tickets since he lives there.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
When they smack each other's butts. Baseball.
Oh yes, because I'm telling you, man.
I was like, wait, what?
Baseball players be fucking like, god damn.
And they be on the DL too.
But you know, it's always like I feel myself always attracted to the same kind: Puerto Ricans, the Dominicans,
yes.
Anything but the whites.
But it all—it was weird because I was like, now that I'm on the topic of DLs, there was a TikTok where a dude came on there. He goes like, "I now realize why there's so many tops. There aren't so many tops to find for people like looking for a relationship. It's because all the tops are dating each other."
Remind me what a top is.
It's person who gives, and that's all they do. They don't like, they don't stick it, they don't receive it or anything like that.
Also, they like to give head,
they like to be the fucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a top.
And you're a top.
I'm a bottom.
Okay.
I definitely don't have top. Do I have top vibes? I think that's my problem.
I don't fucking know.
Okay. I was like, because I feel like I can't.
Okay, hold on. Tell me, what kind of gay guy has a bottom vibe versus a top vibe? Like,
oh, see, like for bottoms, because there's also what's confusing is the verse issue. So with bottoms, like myself, I just feel that I don't. I guess I'm a different type of bottom because I feel like I give off mask energy, meaning that I give off top energy. And I feel like
you give off masculine energy?
Yes. And that's to and that scares me too.
What?
To the people who I'm trying to get, like be attracted to. And I don't know what it is. Like,
are
maybe
you sure you're giving off masculine energy, Fino? Because I don't see it.
Thank you. Can you like take it off of me? Because I feel like that's my issue. I feel like that's why I don't have somebody or why I'm not dating anybody, because people don't look at me as the
Is it your gold chains? Because you know there was a while you were wearing some gold chains. That, you know, it made me feel like you were...
A gold chain? You mean my regular chains?
I don't know. Yeah, those.
Yeah, I still wear them. Because I'm just like, there has to be a reason why I am not getting a response back, or I'm not getting a, hey, how are you doing? Or like, how are you doing, puppy? Like, type of stuff. Like, I'm just getting the people who are bottoms who want to come talk to me. Like, even on my dating apps. Like, I put my dating photos on there, and I give off my information, and then they come at me, and we start talking and everything, and then they go, like, okay, I just have a serious question. And they go, what? I goes, what position are you? And I say, I'm a bottom. And they go, oh, I'm a bottom, too. And they go, two bottoms can't fuck each other. And I'm like, why am I giving this energy in this dating app?
Okay, so...
so annoying.
Is there a person that likes both?
That's what their verse is.
A verse.
Yes. So they like can
Are those go... rare? Like, are those unicorns?
Oh no. They're very much popular. They're out there everywhere.
So
get
a verse.
I don't want to get a verse because then they're gonna want me to fuck them and I don't wanna do that.
Oh damn.
I know. That's why I'm trying to find a top. Or someone who is verse top.
So is Grindr like the only real like gay app out there for you guys?
Oh no. I'm on Hinge.
Well, I know Hinge is a dating app. I said for gay people.
Oh, for gay people who want to find a hookup, yes. It's like our version of Tinder.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, on to the next topic.
She's like, oh, I learned so much.
That's great. That's awesome. Since we were on the topics of natural disasters, did you hear about the Sahara Desert flooding?
I did.
And it's that it's been dry for 50 years. So I don't want the New York Post. That's too far right. Hold on, let me get to like
MSNBC. That's too far right.
It is. And what's crazy is that they'll post up all landed shit, and people will think New York Post because they correlate that to the New York Times.
Yeah.
So they feel like it has equivalency, which that is not even the case. Anyways, I'm on AP News, so Associated Press. Water gushes through the sand dunes after a rare rainfall in the Sahara Desert. It said that it's been more than 50 years since it's rained. So we have the flooding in the Sahara Desert. We have the fires.
The
In
Sahara
Wyoming.
Desert is where?
Huh?
Where's the Sahara Desert?
In
Is that
Morocco.
okay? I wanted it.
Then we have the Wyoming fires, which as of 7 hours ago, it's burned more than 76
Oh,
acres. And they're
shit.
calling this the Elk Fire. They said right as of right now, this was 8 hours ago, 15% has been contained right now. So
50% of the fire.
15, 1-5, 15%. So as of Thursday morning, more than 100 or 902 people were involved in the effort to bring the Elk Fire under control, caused by a September 27th lightning strike. The fire had burned 76,378 acres on the eastern slope of the Bighorn National Forest. From roughly 6 miles northwest of Dayton, it's 6 miles southeast of Dayton, so it's about 16% contained right now. Isn't that crazy? So it's in the Rocky Mountain area.
That is crazy.
And then
Okay,
there was
but
a
earthquake.
4.3 earthquake in California.
Where?
Hold on, I'll bring it up right now. This earth is, this fucking place is going through to hell in a handbasket. What does a 4.3 earthquake feel like? I'm gonna look at
I
their
don't
scale.
know, but Acapulco, we just went through a mudslide.
Yes. So they, like, that's also another one that I wanted to talk about is Acapulco, because obviously they get hit with the hurricane before Florida does.
Yeah,
And yeah, it's
was
destroyed.
crazy.
It's
I'm like.
destroyed. On Saturday morning, Northern California experienced a series of earthquakes, the most significant one being a magnitude of a 4.3 earthquake. When was this? So last, was it last Saturday? Or this past Saturday?
Yeah, but where?
San Bernardino area.
Ooh, okay. That's near.
Struck in Sonoma County.
That's down. That's lower from LA, I
And then
want to
it
say.
had a couple of aftershocks. What does a 4.3 earthquake feel like? There is not one magnitude above which damage will occur. It depends on other variables such as distance from the earthquake, what type of soil you're on, buildings. Oh yeah. It says damage does not usually occur until the earthquake magnitude reaches somewhere between or above 4 or 5.
Okay.
So
Okay.
there is that. All
Well,
these
that's
natural disasters happening at once, man.
it's great. Did you hear about the British oil tanker? So last week, earlier last week, there was a missile strike on a British oil tanker in the North Sea. Yeah, there was like no explanation for it, or well, I didn't hear an explanation after reading about it because I didn't check up on my source. But I first read about it on TikTok and I'm like, this is weird. I go, what? And I'm like, this can't be true because you know the fake news out there. So I had to go to Google to look at it. And I'm like, oh shit, this really is what happened. I was like, what? But crazy where this world's going to.
Okay, real quick, I want to get the political stuff out of the way. I just want to make two quick talking points because all of it.
Right.
Did you see that Kamala Harris? She's doing her like little, I call them like press tour because that's honestly what it feels like. This is the most she's done interviews and like being out front and the people that she's done all this whole time.
Yeah.
But there is getting such an uproar, such an uptick, such an upset about her being on Call Her Daddy.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Or call me daddy.
Call me daddy.
Call me daddy.
Yeah. I was like,
But you know what's crazy, female, is that she asked both candidates to come on.
and he said
He
no.
said no.
Yeah.
Kamala said yes. The same thing with 60 Seconds. He did not want to go on
60
Kamala
minutes.
or on 60 or 60 Minutes because they said they were going to fact check him. He didn't want to be fact checked.
Like the.
But then he goes on a podcast where the dude is like literally laughing at him in his face.
I
Laughing at
thought
him in
that
his
was
face.
AI'd. I didn't think that was real.
No. And honestly, I wish I wish MAGA supporters would just get their head out of their ass just enough to actually listen to the conversation at hand, because the interviews that she has given thus far, they're thoughtful, they're insightful, they're like, they make you feel like, God, our country could be what it used to, like, not what it used to be, but our country can be amazing again. It could feel like inclusivity, like it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just seeing the amount of hate comments that Alex Cooper was getting in her, especially on TikTok, it was just like, oh no, I can't believe you did this, blah, blah, blah. You just lost a follower, this, that, and the third. But it's crazy because the whole premise, the whole base of her podcast was about having control over your own body, right? Mm-hmm. And her divulging into her sexual experiences and her advocating for women and for us to have a choice.
Right.
So for that being her base, her foundation, her platform of what her podcast is, it's almost like they can't see past the blinders, because it's like you enjoy all of that content, but now she's bringing a woman who not only wants to uphold those values, make sure we can keep our rights to our bodily autonomy, but you're so upset that she brought her on. It's like, what the fuck have you been listening to since she started the whole goddamn podcast? What did you think she stood for?
Right.
Like
you're really blind.
Mama Tot.
Who?
Mama Tot.
No.
Ophelia?
Nope.
No? Really?
Really?
Almost 13 million followers. There's a whole controversy on her too, but I won't get into it. And then lastly, I just want to say Trump is a fucking idiot. He did a Trump rally today in Detroit. Did you see that?
Yes. And he
says if Kamala wins, then America will be like Detroit while he's campaigning in fucking Detroit.
Right. And everybody still stayed there. I know. I started laughing. Like, even when he did the interview with that dude and the dude started laughing in his face.
Truthful?
I was like, what? I go, you're in the city. And you're also mocking the city. And it takes me back to when he went through his first campaign, because he was saying all the things that people were scared to say. But at the same time, it's like, I just feel like he was just grabbing information like out of his ass and just say like, you know, I'm going to say it out here and feed it to the people and see if they're going to accept it or not. Like, especially with like grab her by the pussy. I'm just like, people really were out here like still wanting to support him, even though he was shaming these women. Like,
I'm just honestly at this point, I'm just ready for the election to be over. I am done arguing with MAGA supporters, because at this point, there's really no reasoning with them. You will literally, oh, come on, dude.
What'd he do?
Two strikes. He's about to get his first out, bottom of the seventh. At least we got one on the board. Anyways, what was I talking about?
You were talking about MAGA.
Oh, how I don't bother arguing with them anymore, because, you know, with this whole, the hurricane, and, you know, she shouldn't be doing interviews while there's a hurricane going on, but it's, in all reality, it's like, what the fuck do you want her to do?
Right.
Let's be honest. It's like, what? Do you want her to go down there? She's been down there. Do you want her to get on her hands and knees and start building the infrastructure? Like, God damn. Do you, and why, as a vice president, should she be down there?
Like, if you're not there, why is she got to be down there? No, but it was also funny whenever he went on Fox and he was talking about how she shouldn't be doing all these podcasts and that she should be there in North Carolina helping the people out. She was like, well, we think she was down there earlier today. Like, where were you at, sir? It was funny.
Right. And you know why not a lot of people knew she was down there, or didn't, because it wasn't publicized.
Yeah,
it wasn't a political stomping ground. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't.
She went out there because she wanted to be there
in official capacity as the fucking vice president of our country.
Right.
Real quick, because we still are on politics, I did want to bring up. Oh, I thought this was more recent than this. On interracial marriage and how they wanted to bring it back to the state.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
So 4 days ago, Mike Braun, he's a senator from Indiana, said that it was wrong to legalize interracial marriage.
I thought you were going to say something. My bad. There was that long pause, and I'm like,
he's right. That's usually an indicator that I'm done.
Well, his daughter is out here dating a Mexican. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we've talked about this, and it's you know, make America. You know, it didn't dawn on me. I think I don't remember if we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it didn't dawn on me that make America great again is literally make America white again. Is honestly what it was. When was America great? When white people were up here, everybody else
down here,
they feared the KKK. You used to get lynched, you used to get hung, you know, you couldn't even whistle at a white person because you're dead,
right?
And that's when they felt like they were the best.
Exactly.
They were in power.
They had all the power.
And I think that's another reason why they want to ban TikTok. Like, did you, there's 19 states right now joining a lawsuit to ban TikTok because they say that it's addictive to children and that it's harmful and that it's, you know, creating brain rot, this, that, and the third. But it's like, TikTok doesn't force you to open the app. It doesn't force you to download the app. It doesn't force you to open the app. It doesn't force you to scroll. Why are parents not parenting?
Oh, is that why you made that post the other
yes.
day?
Because it's pissing me off. It's like, seriously, why? I know there's an ulterior motive to this. They're using children as the smoke screen, because what it is I genuinely fear. Jeez Louise. I genuinely feel that because TikTok allows us to have access to information that this country does not want us to know, and then therefore we band together as a literal TikTok community to cause an uproar, case in point, Marcellus Williams. There was so much uproar and so much uptick about this because of TikTok. That's what it boils down to. It's because of TikTok. TikTok has too much unfiltered information and they don't like it. Because they're so used to hiding shit from us. They're so thinking, oh, it's for the best, but you know, they're doing 10 shady deals behind our back, but showing us this one great idea.
What?
You know what I mean?
Too damn bad.
Right. Exactly, man. But that was my thing when I read about it. I'm like, because it's first of all, why are we not policing the parents? Like,
right.
The girls don't have social media. If they watch TikTok, it's those damn YouTube shorts. And even then, I'm like, my ears are up. I'm listening to everything. I go through their YouTube history. Like, I'm like that crazy mom that's like, what the fuck are you watching?
Right, because you won't be watching this.
Did you hear China has ended its international adoption program?
No, that means people from the U.S. won't be able to adopt from...
Right.
Wow.
So China ended their international adoption program on September 5th of this year. The program was terminated immediately, including cases where families were already matched with children. The only exception is for families adopting the children or stepchildren of blood relatives in China.
Well, that's one way to stop.
Let's see. The Chinese government said the policy change was made to bring the policy in line with international trends. The country's birth rate has been falling, and policymakers have relaxed limits on births and encouraged larger families. The end of the program has left many prospective families in limbo. Some parents had already been approved to travel to collect their child, but others may never hear from the child they were hoping to adopt. Children left behind in China may face limited medical care, education, and opportunities.
Aww, that sucks.
It does. But honestly, why go across seas to adopt when there's so many people here in our country right now that are in our foster care system?
I think it's more...
Let me hear your logic.
I was going to say, I think it's more based off, like, knowledge-wise is how I look. Because I'm like, when you think about...
So what? A... So hold on, let me get this straight.
No,
you're
no,
telling me.
No, no, let me finish because you're gonna start judging me based off my answer.
Listen to what you're saying, though.
That's why I'm going so slow. I'm going so slow when I answer the question because I'm like, oh, how am I gonna say this where it doesn't sound? Where does it sound like I'm a dick or like I'm a jackass or a douche? But it's just how I look at it, and is that I just feel that they were wanting to find somebody over to find a child overseas. Not one, because probably the price is probably really cheaper to adopt overseas than it is to adopt within your own country.
Is it cheaper to adopt overseas?
I would assume so, since the dollar is out there. Two, just the knowledge rate of like how smart kids could be, Asian kids could be. And three, just I guess to find someone different to bring into your family.
International adoptions are more expensive than domestic adoptions.
Are they?
Domestic adoptions can cost anywhere between $20,000 to $35,000, while internationals can cost anywhere from $15,000 to $50,000. However, the cost of international adoptions can vary depending on the country of origin. For example, adoptions in South Korea can cost anywhere between $32,000 to $38,000, while adoptions in China can cost anywhere from $35,000 to $40,000.
That's kind of cheap. That's cheaper than a surrogate.
That's cheaper than a surrogate?
Yeah. The last time I had reviewed reports for a surrogate was like $50,000.
I've never understood the entry or the appeal of adopting overseas when we have literal kids sitting in the foster system
here
from newborns. You know, they're in the system as newborns. They don't get lucky. They're in the system until they're 18 years old. Like,
I always looked at because I want to be a parent myself, and I was like, well, maybe become a foster parent. But I feel like I get attached too easy that I wouldn't want to lose the child to like their actual parents. But I know like the process between like foster care is that it's not just to help out the parent, but also to help out the child. I'm like, but for me, I'm like, I'll get attached too much, and I wouldn't want to let go.
That's what I want to do once the girls are out and big and moving on, and the boys in our house were empty nesters. I wanna foster.
Oh, you got a long time. Someone told me they wanted to do that. Yeah.
In 5 years, Noah's gonna be 18. That's our first empty nester.
And then the girls?
Yeah, in 5 years, Analia will be 15.
Okay.
And then 3 years she'll go to college, but the first empty nester will leave in 5 years.
Yeah, I'm just saying you have so long before your actual name.
No, because my daughter's already 10. If you knew, I felt like I just, like, my oldest is already 10. My second oldest is about to be 8. And I feel like I just had them. So, no, when you say a long time, it's not a long time. This girl's already talking about planning her keys.
Really?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody has a different perception of time, a long time. I don't feel like it's a long time. I feel like my kids are growing too fast. Like,
I feel like it's gonna be a long time. I'm not gonna
talk about it because that's her business, and she would not want me talking about it. Never mind.
I feel like it's a long time, but
a long time.
I got the waters if she's finding her keys.
The waters, you know, that's not gonna be cheap either.
The waters?
No.
By that time, or if I start hoarding them,
let me
now,
guess, is it gonna be one water bottle per person?
Oh heck, no! I'm saying, if I start hoarding them now, like by case, I should be Gucci.
Nobody wants water that's been sitting there for 5 years. They start tasting like plástico. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, we'll have water though. Okay, well, we have 15 minutes left. Let me get into what I was going to bring to the table. It's not as entertaining as Carmen's, but hey.
Because I don't know what the heck you've been watching, because our world is literally on fire.
And I'm just like watching dance videos on TikTok. Something. Anywho, the Kansas City Chiefs are 5-0.
Yes, they are.
And I'm like,
And it's bye week.
It is a bye week. So, but speaking on the Chiefs, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Elizabeth is now the richest musician in the world.
Yeah.
At $1.8 billion. She is ranked up. So I'm guessing now it is going to be Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and now Selena Gomez. Because Selena Gomez was also named as a billionaire as well.
Beyonce's not up there?
Ooh. I didn't see her.
Singers, but, right? 2024?
Who?
You said the highest paid singers?
Musician. She's the highest
paid musician. Well, okay, so Jay-Z is the highest paid right now. He has a net worth of $2.5 billion.
Okay, then it's females.
Okay.
The females?
He is. He's number two.
Don't come on this podcast. I'm not going to fact check you.
I am going to fact check you. Oh, I got to send him that. I'll do it in a second.
So, anywho, Taylor Swift, $1.8 billion. It is a result to her recent Eras Tour, is where she got a majority of the funds from, along with her catalog, her musician catalog, but also real estate at $125 million. I was like, oh, to be that rich and have all that real estate, just be able to travel. But I was like, hey, one day. I can wish one day.
All right, let's see. 2024. This was in June. Yeah, she is. That just broke 2 days ago. That story that you just said just broke 2 days ago.
Bet.
Oh, hold on. Let me see. Celine Dion at $550 million. Beyonce at $760 million.
What is that? Number four?
No, number four. Yeah, number four. Sorry.
Okay.
Madonna at $850 million. So this is old. Okay. It says Taylor Swift at $1.3 billion. And then Rihanna was at $1.4 billion. Yeah, so she just surpassed Rihanna.
Yeah. So it's beyond. Selena Gomez isn't on that.
No, she's not. Selena Gomez, this was in June.
Okay, because I'm like, Selena Gomez just became a billionaire like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this is in June. So it's now, of this year. So, I mean, it's old news.
So Taylor, Riri, and Selena are there. Also, did you hear about Cardi B? There's a rumor going around that she slept with the Houston Texans wide receiver Stephon. Oh, I don't know his last name. Stephon something. She cheated Stephon. I don't know his last name. He's a the wide receiver for the Houston Texans.
Let's see.
And they're saying that she cheated on Offset with Stephon while she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, girl, you couldn't find another way to get that to pop out that baby?
Listen, she got to do what she
got to
do.
She goes, like, I've been hearing all this shit about Offset and him having sex with all these bitches left and right. I'm about to go have some fun myself.
Stephon Diggs?
Yes. The wide receiver for the Houston Texans.
He kind of looks like Offset.
She got the type.
He kind of does. I mean, go party.
Right? I go, at this point, hey, go ahead and get your digs. She was just recently at a club, which is kind of weird. It's kind of weird how she just had the baby, but yet last week she was in Paris for the fashion show. And then just the other day, she was at a bar, just singing her ass off, drinking. I'm like, girl, didn't you just pop out a baby?
I guess
postpartum is crazy. That's a girl. Stay home. You just had a baby.
Bino, she's a multi-millionaire artist.
Okay.
If she wants to stay out, let her go out. She has three kids.
You're going through all these craziness right now, these allegations about you cheating with somebody.
Why is it okay for Offset to run the streets like he ain't got no damn sense, like he ain't got no kids at home? Like Offset, he didn't have a wife at home.
They were together. Offset could be at home too.
But once Cardi does it, it's a big deal. You tell her to stay at home because she had a baby. Okay, she had a baby.
If they were together, I wouldn't say the same thing about Offset.
Huh?
There should be no reason why she should be at home alone. If her and Offset were still together or still, like, parenting, I would say, yo, stay with your wife at home with the kids. You just had another baby. I would to just be blaming her.
So why aren't you blaming him?
What do you mean? They're not together.
Okay, exactly. So why are you getting on her ass? He's a father too. Why are you not telling him to go and take care of that baby? Why are you not because telling him to go and babysit those babies instead of him following her to the clubs?
I'm sure because he's not one to have custody like that, like she does.
You're making all these damn assumptions, and per usual, as a man, it don't matter if you're gay, you're putting it on the woman.
I'm not putting anything on the woman.
You literally said she just had a baby. Stay your ass at
home.
Okay. Exactly. He just had a baby too, if you want to keep it real, because they're in it together, right? So maybe he should keep his ass at home.
They're not in it together. They're separated. They're separated.
Did he not stick his dick in her pussy to produce a
child? They're separated, though.
Okay, but they brought the kid in together, Fino. I'm not talking about in a spiritual, emotional, physical sense. I am talking about in a partnership to raise a child. Come on, you are not that daft. You are not that asinine.
I'm not. But okay, I'm just simply saying, homegirl.
You know how I feel about that shit. Like, you have to keep it real. He cheated on her the entire fucking relationship. She get dick one fucking time.
No. Not just one time. She slept with the cousin.
What cousin?
The cousin that died. Take off?
No,
is that his name?
He even commented that that tweet was fake.
When?
Oh my God, Fino, look at her tweet. She even said, y'all are crazy for making that shit up. That was not true.
I gotta stay on Twitter with you. I gotta stay on another side of TikTok with you.
Yes, you do, and you have to do your research. Mm-mm. You really think she would tweet that?
Yes.
She is not, no. Cardi makes me laugh, but she's not that petty. Like that. No. Not like that. Not like that.
She's on the club doing her thing.
And
let me finish what I'm saying real quick. Dang.
Let me hear.
I would say she's out here in the club doing her thing. The Migos song comes on, one with her and Nicki Minaj. And there's her spit where she goes, like, we should sell that porn. I turned Offset off, and she was like giving a whole eye roll, drinking her drink. Like, we don't care about that, Nick. We don't care about that fool at all.
And where was he at? In the club with her.
Was he with her?
Mm. No, they weren't together, but he was in the same club.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
I just seen how she was just acting a little petty with the whole, with her whole facial expressions with it. Which I gave a whole laugh about. I was like, okay, girl, you do what you gotta do, but girl, let's go home.
Why did she go home? Why? He's finally getting a taste of his own fucking medicine.
As he should.
So why are you getting hurt?
I just see, I don't know.
What, Fina? What? So say it. Because what you're saying don't make no damn sense.
Let me think, what was my next one? I wrote another one down.
Right. Keep digging yourself in a bigger hole.
There's no hole for me to dig.
What are you talking about? You're literally saying that her place is at home.
I did not say that. You put words.
You want to read it back? You literally said, stay your ass at home.
No, I said she just had a baby. Let's do this.
You know what? I'm going to play back that clip. I'm going to save it. And then I'm going to tag you in it. So when I make the little clip that we do for the podcast, you can see what you said.
Okay. Becky G is going on tour again. And it starts on Saturday, and she's added 3 more dates to it, which I'm super excited because majority of the dates that she was giving were going to be in California and Texas and, like, spot little places.
I feel like that's where she's the most popular.
I feel that, too. And I'm like, but it's kind of crazy because I feel like this summer there are so many concerts in KC by artists I didn't know would be as popular, like, Drake was here with J. Cole. Snow the Prodigy was here just back in September. Mm-hmm. JT was here. Nicki Minaj, which I don't understand why we were on her first tour, her first leg tour, but we made it on the second one, which concert was amazing. I loved it. I don't care what anybody says about it. We're having a lot of, like, there's a lot of people who came to KC, so with artists like Becky G or Latin artists like Becky G, like, we didn't get Karol G, but we got Bad Bunny. So I'm just like, we could definitely, like, let's put the Midwest back, or KC back on the map where artists want to come by. But she is going to Oklahoma City, and so that is a close tour date, so Maybe. Maybe we're gonna go see that. Did you hear about the Mega Millions?
No.
In April, they're going to be changing the prices from $2 to $5.
God damn.
And
I wonder if because we've had a lot of mega, it feels like we've had a lot of Mega Million winners though.
We have. But the reason why they're wanting to change it up to $5 is that they think that it's going to result into a higher payout. Because right now, we've seen like $1.8, $1.3 billion, but they say with changing to $5, we may see it go even higher. But with the cost of everything going up, it makes sense. But will I be still playing the Mega Million then? I mean, I barely pay it now at $2.
I don't play it now.
I keep reminding myself, I keep telling myself, I'm like, Pino, go get a Mega Million. I go, you're feeling lucky today. Go buy one. Like, even if I just win $2 to $4, I go, at least you won something. It all adds up. They also announced that they're going to have the Met Gala next year and the co-chairs.
The what chairs?
The co-chairs. So, like, this year we had Chris Hemsworth, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and Zendaya.
As what? Like
the co-chairs.
Oh, for the event. Co-chairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Co-chairs.
Yeah.
So, next year, they just announced today who the co-chairs are going to be. It would be Pharrell Williams, Coleman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, and A$AP Rocky. And
I know two out of the four.
Right. I was like, who the heck is Coleman Domingo?
Coleman?
Or Lewis? Coleman Domingo?
Coleman?
Coleman.
Like
C-O-L-E.
He don't even show up as like one of the main things to look up. You know when you type in a name?
Yeah.
He don't even show up as a
person?
Oh!
You're like, I know him.
I do know his face.
From what?
The Color Purple.
The new one or the old one?
And he was in Euphoria, apparently. The new one.
I haven't watched that one yet.
He looks really familiar, though. Okay. I've seen his face, though. He was in Selma. I'm trying to see if, like, big ones that I may have recognized him talking, being on here. He was on The Butler, 42. Okay, and who's the other one?
Lewis Hamilton.
Is it Lewis Hamilton? Why does that sound familiar? Lewis Hamilton. He's a race car driver?
Yes. A F1?
Yeah. Why does he look familiar?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But they just announced those, and I was like, okay. They have the category, but I forgot. And I don't want to guess, because I don't want to be mean.
Let's see, Met Gala theme?
For 2025.
Super fine tailoring black style. Ooh, that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
I might actually tune in this year.
On a Monday, a live event at Carmen's house.
We should host the Met Gala event here. We can watch it out here.
Popcorn. All right, before we go, what were your thoughts on the vice presidential debate?
Oh, Walls cleaned. Killed his ass.
What cracked me up was whenever JD was like, you told me you were not gonna fact check.
Right, like, sir, why does it matter if you're being truthful? Why?
Like, we already know you're a liar.
Honestly, I'm at that point where I'm just ready. I'm just ready for the election to be over. I'm tired of every day it's something new. Every day it's like, she's not doing this, we're not doing that, the economy sucks because of this, blah, 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 blah. It's like, y'all, we're mad because people are calling you out on your racist bullshit. So that's all I gotta say.
Darn it. I was supposed to come into this podcast and I was gonna have a brief moment of talking about Aaron Hernandez. That will have to wait.
And we need to figure out, do we want to do the trucker serial killer story?
We do. I just don't know when yet.
Okay.
I want to say November before we go on our hiatus. Okay. Will that be weird because it's near a holiday?
Yeah. I don't want to do the serial killer trucker story close to Thanksgiving. We'll figure it out.
But yeah.
All right.
How were the chips?
They were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not me. I didn't even put it. All righty. Well, sorry. The thing just popped up on my thing, and I'm just like, I didn't even show my thumb.
Somebody gave us a thumbs up.
Oh.
I'm fucking dead. Sign us off, Fino.
My bad. Well, you guys, this is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man
in the Mill.
In the Mill. Let's go.
Bye. Bye.